You know what they say, the early bird catches the worm.
And if you do this again, one more time, I'm calling the cops. And how about mowing your lawns? It's a bloody disgrace to the neighbourhood.
Yeah, all right. Hi, kid. We are the perfect recipe. Two of Chevy, one of Ford. I think those 36 Chevy pistons must have a touch of titanium or something in them. They come up real good, you know. Hey, the kettle's boiling. Make yourself useful, make some tea.
Can we have a biscuit, too?
What?
Can I have a ginger nut?
Yeah, you know where they are. Help yourself. Now, you stay over there. Stay there. Right.
What are you doing for Christmas, Bert?
Christmas? I don't know. Why? You angling for a present or something?
No, I wondered if you were going away.
No. No time for Christmas, Dad. Got a lot of work to do. I only managed 27 test runs this year. You know, 24 on the beach and 3 on the road. All at equal. I was going a bit over the speed limit, I have to admit.
How fast were you going?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't a clue. That's why I got to get up to Bonneville. Find out how far she will go. Now, there you go. Gotta get the piston out of the mold. Pop your uncle.
Hi there.
this is the last part of the operation, to chill the metal. It heat treats it. All right, watch yourself.
That's where I got the water for the kettle from.
Yeah, well, that gives the tea a nice tang of titanium, doesn't it? This bloke, he once asked me, he said, how do you heat treat your pistons, Bert? And I said, I don't, mate. I just bung them in cold water. And Bob's your uncle. And he said, well, that's the heat treatment. He said, and he just laughed and shook his head and walked away like, and oh, look, this could be the perfect piston. Bloomer will ought to be. I have mine, hundreds of them. Look at them all out there, all blown to smithereens.
You made all those?
Yeah, I did. Look, perfect. Beautiful, no inclusions, see? Tommy, does your mother have a carving knife I could borrow?
Carving knife, yeah?
Yeah, I need a good sharp knife.
Hang on. Thomas, what are you up to?
Nothing, Mum. Can I have some bread and peanut butter?
Okay, but make sure you put everything away when you're finished. Tom! Don't forget the wood.
No, Mum.
I have to get as much rubber off as possible. It has to be perfectly bald, like that, you see?
Why's that?
Well, at high speed, the centrifugal force expands the tire and rubs against the frame of the bike. I have to be careful not to cut through the cords, though.
Why do you pee on your lemon tree?
What?
Why do you pee on your lemon tree?
Who says I do that?
Mum says she sees you every morning. She goes on and on about it.
Oh, does she? Yeah. Oh, well, it's a good fertilizer. You know, you shouldn't waste anything in this world, Sonny.
Well, I better be off home.
All right, then.
Mum gets a bit cross if I stay over here too long.
She does?
Are you finished with the knife?
Not yet. I'll drop it by later.
No, don't do that. I'll pick it up after school tomorrow.
All right.
Bye.
Cheerio.
Bert Monroe.
Yeah?
I believe you have my carving knife.
Oh, yes.
And my sharpener.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we are. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, love. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Oh, not bad. Could be better. Could be worse.
Good.
I see your front tyre's going a bit flat on you there, Bert.
Oh, yeah. Well, the good news is it's only flat in the bottom. I'll see you tomorrow night for the fun and games.
Tomorrow night. It'll be a good one.
Friend, give us the lot, will you? The usual.
One pension check coming up.
Friend, I want to ask you a question, the answer to which is a definite yes. All right, friend?
All right. Yes. What's the question, Bert?
Would you feel inclined to accompany an impeccable young gentleman to a local do tomorrow night?
You're asking me on a date, Bert Monroe.
Oh, yeah, I suppose I am, actually, aren't I? Would you?
You're on.
Hello, son.
Hey, Bert. It's disgusting.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah, all dressed up for the do tonight, and I couldn't get my best shoes on because my toenails had grown like oyster shells. Anyway, this should do the trick. There, well, look at that.
Little Twinkle Toes.
Little Polka, maybe steal a little kiss. Let's twist. Yeah, let's twist.
Thanks,
Dad. Little kiss. And everybody's twisting and they're shaking like this. Twist.
Thank you.
This is Fran, my friend.
Hello.
Thank
you
very much.
Hello, Duncan. Bert. Hello. I'm just going to sit
down. The beds and I'll be back in a second. Hello, mate.
Happy birthday.
All right, going well?
Yeah, not bad.
Happy birthday, Bert.
Thanks a lot, mate.
It's
a bit of a surprise, isn't it?
Oh.
You like to buy a raffle ticket?
Or
two?
What's it for? Porky the Pig plus 2 dozen beers. We're raising money to send Bert to the USA. Our mate Bert.
And the dust settles down. You look outside. Have they leveled the town? But there, in the yard, so briskly alive, stands Bert Munro's trusty, old Indian Scout 45.
That was a wonderful tribute to Bert. Now, come on, Bert. We want you up on stage. Come on, come on, up you come.
And I hope all of you have brought a raffle ticket tonight, because we believe Bert will put the Southland Motorcycle Club on the map.
Hey, what's going on out there?
Get out of here! Get out of here!
Out of here.
Yeah, well, folks, it looks like I've cracked it. I've.
You Bert Munro?
What do you say?
City, you Bert Munro.
Are you looking for old Bert? I know. Have you seen Bert anywhere? Anyone seen Bert? Oh, no, he's...
You are. You Bert Munro. You're the old codger that rides the army Indian, right?
Oh, that old joker. Bert Munro, yeah. Yeah, that's me, I think. Yeah. Now, the young fella, the... Army Indian is a real dog. What I've got is the genuine article, the 1920 V-twin Scout.
That's the one with the pedals, right?
Don't put it over there.
Well, I don't know what sort of push bikes you monkeys came here into town on, but I know that my old-timer would thrash the backsides of whatever they are.
No, I don't think so, Grandad.
Oh, well. Why don't you chumps put your money where your mouth is, then?
You're on. The old coup.
Right.
Looks like they've chickened out, Bert.
Huh?
Looks like they've chickened out.
They're here.
Huh?
They're here.
It's nice of them to show up, isn't it?
Says the Indian comes last.
Right, mate. Well, thanks, fellas.
Better luck next time.
Yeah.
Bad luck, Bert.
There you go. Oh, thanks, Sam.
Careful, it's hot.
Right. Well, at least I gave them a good run for their money. On the downward leg, anyway.
Bert, what's it going to cost to get over to America?
Sorry, love, what did you say?
How much is it going to cost to get over to America?
I don't know, about 2,000, I'm told.
And how much money have you got now?
Well, apart from today's disaster and the dough from last night and the pension money I've been saving, about $1,275 United States dollars, I reckon.
Well, I could lend you some money.
Oh, that's very kind of you, friend, love, but no. Couldn't do that, love. No, thanks.
Well, there must be something you can do.
Well, I haven't told anyone else this, friend, but I don't reckon I'll be going to Bonneville. I mean, not this year, anyway. And, $700 is a lot of money to find, and the boat leaves in 5 days. But, except I would like to see how fast she'll really go before I fall off the perch, as it were, before I, kick the old bucket. Oh, well. Hello, Lloyd.
G'day, Bert. Shame about the fall.
Yeah, well, I'm still in one piece, aren't I?
Yeah. What are you having tonight?
Specialty of the house, pea pie and pud.
That's five bob.
All right.
Bert?
Yeah?
Why don't you take out a mortgage on your house?
What house?
Well, your property. I mean, it's worth something.
Yeah.
Here you are. Look at the colour of your hands.
What's the matter with them?
Are you going to wash those mitts before you put them anywhere near me?
There we are.
Time to rise and shine.
Oh, Bert, you're a sweetie. Got to get out of here before the neighbours spot me. Oh, Bert, this tastes a bit odd. Huh. Metallic.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. Oh, cluggy.
Oh, what?
Look, the payment chest. Ah.
He's in the shed! Hurry! Mom, Dad, something happened to Bert! Bert, what's wrong with you?
I'll be all right. Tommy, don't worry about me.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Old men need love too. Mr. Monroe.
Hello. So, what's the story, Doc?
I'm sorry, it's not good news.
Oh, yeah? Well, fire away.
You've had an attack of angina.
Oh, yeah?
You have arteriosclerosis.
Oh, what's that?
It's a narrowing of the arteries from the heart.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'm afraid there's not too much we can do for you at your age other than suggesting you take it easy.
Oh, yeah?
Look, if you have another attack, pop one of these under your tongue, let it dissolve, and then swallow the saliva. The pain should be gone in 30 seconds.
Yeah, but what do you call these things?
Trinitrate pills.
Yeah?
Better known as nitroglycerine.
Oh, yeah? Stuff you blow things up with.
Yes, but in much smaller quantities.
Yeah, all right. Will this have any effect on me riding my bike?
Unfortunately, I think your motorcycling days are over.
Like hell they are.
It won't be much longer.
Springfield. That's where the Indians come from.
Indians?
Yeah, the Indians from Springfield, Massachusetts. Yeah. It's the world's greatest motorcycle.
Oh, is that so?
That's right.
You can come through in one.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
Springfield. Yeah, the plan is for me to drive up to Timaru and there, me and my bike, we'll catch a boat to the US of A to Los Angeles, and the boat leaves on Saturday, and I'll buy a car in Los Angeles and drive up to Utah, to the Bonneville Salt Flats.
And it's really important you do this trip.
Oh, sure is, mate, you know. Ever since I was a lad, I've been interested in things that go fast, you know, things that roll and go, and, you know, at Bonneville, things go real fast. It's, you know, this a giant dried-up lake bed, and it goes for miles and miles, and it's dead flat, and you can drive a vehicle just as fast as it will go. And it's one of the few places on Earth where you can find out just what your machine is capable of. In fact, here I am on the... that's me on the front of the New Zealand motorcyclist. That's the Indian there.
Very good.
Yeah, a few years ago. So I'd... best be off soon, because I don't know how much longer I've got to live, you see.
Yes, well, I don't think I heard that last statement.
So I don't know how much longer I've got to live.
Yeah, I heard you the first time. Ah. So tell me, Bert, what are you offering as collateral for this loan?
Well, my tools and my bits and pieces and my trophies and a lot of things like that.
Yes, well, I don't think they'd be of much interest to the bank. I think we'd be looking for something more substantial. Something like the deed of title to your property.
Yeah. Off on Thursday.
Thursday?
Yeah.
That's soon. I wish I could come too.
Well, maybe next time.
Thomas, it's dinner time. Come home now.
Dinner finished, Mrs. Jackson?
Yeah, Mum, we're almost finished.
Thomas?
See you after dinner, Bert.
All right, Ned. Hey, not so fast. I'm the record breaker.
Where are you going?
And that's the, before I put the, you know, the streamliner on it.
What's that one?
Yeah, that's a girlfriend of mine. When I first bought the bike, a long time ago, that was. Yeah.
Aren't you scared you'll kill yourself if you crash?
No. No, you live more in 5 minutes on a bike like this, going flat out, than some people live in a lifetime. And, yeah, more in 5 minutes. That's my dad there. And my mum. Yeah, they're all gone. Life's gone by so fast. Now, danger is the spice of life, and if you've got to take a risk now and again, haven't you, son? Yeah, that's what makes life worthwhile. And, you know, having some nice ladies around can be a big help, mind you.
You really don't get scared?
No, no. You know, when I was a boy about your age, I had a little twin brother. His name was Ernie. And one day our dad was out in the back cutting down the tree, and suddenly it got hung up, or the tree, that is, it got stuck or something, and Ernie went to try and help, and all of a sudden the tree slipped and fell on him and killed him stone dead. Yeah, I always remember that. Anyway, since then, I've always tried never to be scared of anything. Though I must say, before a big bike event, I do sometimes get nervous, you know, if the butterflies in my stomach were cows, I'd be able to start a dairy farm. That's funny.
When they took you off in the ambulance to the hospital, what happened?
I don't know, it's just a touch of indigestion, I think. Yeah, that's all it was. There's nothing wrong with me, don't you worry about me. And anyway, my age, any day above ground and vertical is a good day. Listen, you take care of this until I get back, all right?
What happens if you don't come back?
Well, we'll talk about that then, shall we?
Hey, Bert.
Yeah?
Don't forget to mow your lawns, will you?
What?
Don't forget to mow your lawns. My dad goes on and on about it.
Oh, he does, does he?
He says it lowers the property values of the neighbourhood.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear, we can't have that, can we? The tile goes in first. That's it. That's it, Jeff. Yeah, you got it. There's in here.
Right, see, I've got everything. My spectacles, testicles, watch, and wallet.
What are you laughing at? I'm on my way.
Dad says to call us collect.
What?
Dad says to call us collect.
That's nice of you.
Tell us how you get on.
All right. Thank you.
That's our phone number. Do you think he'll break the record?
Well, I hope so. Yeah.
Dad doesn't think you can do it.
Oh. Is that what he said?
He says everyone thinks that.
Oh, well.
Except me.
Ah, you're good. Good boy, Tom. Yeah.
I'll tell you something, son. If you don't follow through on your dreams, you might as well be a vegetable.
What type of vegetable?
I don't know. A cabbage. Yeah. A cabbage.
Yeah, don't lose it, will you?
Promise I'll look after it.
Right. So keep an eye on the place for me, won't you, Tom? And, don't forget to feed the fowls.
That's my job.
Yeah, and, you know, you can give the eggs to Mum and, what else is there? You can pee on my lemon tree for me if you like while I'm away. And, well, there's nothing wrong in peeing on your lemon tree, as Confucius used to say, it's the best natural fertilizer in the world, you know?
Who's Confucius?
Oh, he's a bloke who lives up in Dunedin. Well, thanks for your help, chaps.
Good luck, Bert.
Thanks, Jeff.
You show him over here in the States, Bert.
I will.
Take it easy, Bert.
That's not one of the things I'm planning on doing, George. Cheerio, love.
Good luck.
Cheerio, my friend. If you don't go when you want to go, when you do go, you'll find you've gone. I'll see you.
See you, Bert.
Bye, Bert. Good luck.
Cheerio. See you, Bert.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Hello, friend. I'm finally on my way. You know, I thought some more of the blokes from the club would have dropped by to see me off.
Well, they probably had to work today.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, young Tom tells me no one thinks I can do it. Do you think I can do it, friend?
Oh, I don't know, Bert. I don't think it really matters one way or the other.
Yeah. You know, I read something once years ago, and I learned it off by heart. It was Theodore Roosevelt said it. He said it's not the critic that counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. Yeah. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena.
Wind your window down! Down!
What?
Some beer money.
What?
Some beer money.
I don't drink.
And good luck. You go well.
Thanks, mate.
You show him Kiwis can fly, huh?
Yeah, I'll bring you back to the Statue of Liberty. Good on you, mate. Thanks a lot. Hey, not so fast. Larky. Take it easy, mate.
I was a gunner.
Better get going.
Yeah. All right. Take care of the old jalopy, won't you?
You look after yourself.
Oh, well.
You got your pills and everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Right as rain.
Right. You come back in one piece.
Oh, well. See ya. Where's the captain?
Down below. Down that gangway there.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm looking for the captain.
That's me.
Oh. Well, my name's Bert Munro. Supposed to do a job to work my passage to Los Angeles.
Yeah, well, I hope you can cook.
Cook? Oh, I'll give it a go.
There's the galley.
Ah. Crikey. Who does the dishes, mate?
You.
Smells good.
What do you have for us today, Bert?
That's good Kiwi Tucker.
Oh, don't let Bert see you doing that.
Yeah, don't spoil it with all that sauce.
Sorry, Bert.
Stand the crowds.
Watch the movie, Bert?
What is that?
Are you going to watch the movie?
Yeah. What's it called?
Broken Barrier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's supposed to be good.
Jane Russell, isn't it?
It's busy over here, Bert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mate. Oh.
Smoke?
No, not for me, mate.
Oh, you don't smoke, Bert?
No, I don't. And that's why people say to me, how do you keep going at your age, Bert? And I say, well, because I don't smoke. And that's what I'm telling you, young monkeys. Don't smoke. Well, you can laugh, but my dad said, why contaminate your lungs with tobacco smoke? The only thing you accomplish with smoking is destroying your lungs and shortening your life.
Kill the lights!
Jane Russell in this.
You're well, Bert.
Yeah. Thanks, mate.
All the best.
Good luck to you, mate.
Thanks. Remember what I said. Don't smoke.
I'm trying.
Cheerio, mates. See ya.
Welcome to the United States. Customs to the left.
Thank you. Good to be here. Good day.
Good day.
Please stand behind the yellow line until you are called, sir.
What's that?
Behind the yellow line.
Yellow line. Oh,
yeah. Good day.
Passport and customs declaration, please.
All right. Yeah.
And how long do you intend to stay in the United States?
Oh, however long it takes me to get to Bonneville and back.
And the purpose of your visit?
Oh, to set a land speed record on my Indian.
Indian.
Mr. Monroe, this is your first time to America.
Yes, sir.
You gave some rather odd answers to the officer, so we just have a few further questions we'd like to ask.
Oh, fire away.
Well, let's go over again what you said. Now, what exactly do you intend to do here in the United States?
I'll set a land speed record.
And how do you intend to do that, sir?
On my motorcycle. It's in the hold of the ship at the moment, and they're going to unload it tomorrow. It's an Indian, a 1920 Indian Scout, modified somewhat.
You know what? I think I've read about your bike.
Oh, yeah?
It was in Poplar Mechanics a couple of years ago.
That's right, that's me. Yes, Leslie Hobbs from Christchurch sent that story in.
What was it, fastest motorcycle in Australia?
Yeah, and in New Zealand.
Well, I guess you're legitimate, Mr. Monroe. Sounds like we should be very honored to have you here in America.
Oh, thank you.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you 6 months. That should be time enough to get the job done. Welcome to the USA.
Oh, thank you very much.
And good luck, sir.
Thank you.
Gears in the trunk.
What?
Bags in the back. Bags, back.
Don't worry about me. I do it myself. Shit.
Sit in the back. In the back.
Huh?
You, in the back.
Tell you something, mate. You don't want to get old around here. Ta-da.
Where to?
Huh?
Where to?
Hollywood. I want to go to Hollywood. I want to see the film stars.
Okay, we go to Hollywood. Where in Hollywood?
A motel on... Sunset Boulevard. Yeah, there's a pretty great street.
I don't know who you're talking to lately. Which motel?
Oh, I recommend one.
And what do you think I am? Encyclopedia?
Drop me somewhere and I'll sort it out myself. Let's have a big electricity bill here. Firestone, Shell. It's all about cars, isn't it? Never seen so many cars.
You say something, man?
I said I've never seen so many cars.
Gotta get around somehow.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a bowling alley. Do you bowl? What's he honking his horn about? Jeez, crikey, did you see that? That's in that geezer's car. He's crazy, he's done. He did it again.
Don't stare. There's a lot of crazy people in this town.
I've never seen anything like that before.
This should do.
What's the damage?
$28 plus bag, $29.
Huh? Did you just say what I thought you said?
Are you deaf?
What?
Are you deaf?
Yeah, I'm a bit deaf, but I'm not stupid. How much did you say it was?
$29.
No, I don't want to buy the cab, mate. I just want to pay the fare, that's all.
Where are you from?
What?
You a British?
No, must be joking. I'm from New Zealand.
Well, this is America.
Yeah.
And the fare is right there on the meter, $29.
Yeah.
Open your wallet and let the moths out.
I'm doing it. There you go. $29.
Well, no, don't forget the tip.
What?
Yes. We tip in America.
Oh, yeah.
10%.
How much?
10%.
Oh, yeah. There you go. 10 cents.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
You look like a generous man.
What?
You look like a generous man.
Oh, do I?
Yes, you do. Would you like to buy a flower to give to someone special?
Why? I'm sorry, I don't have any cash.
Oh, don't worry. The money goes to a good cause.
What's that?
It's for an organization that helps needy people.
Oh, all right. Well, how much is it?
Just give what you can afford.
All right. Well, they all look the same to me. They're all green.
Yes, that's why we call them greenbacks.
Yeah, this looks like one.
Oh, look, there's one.
No, come, that's a
thanks.
Ten.
No, you have a good day.
Hey, come on, miss. That's a 10. I didn't want to pay that much. Hey, come back.
Hi. Hey, baby.
Where do you work?
You want to go?
Go where?
Go inside.
I'm going inside.
I'll take you around the world.
I've just come from halfway around the world.
$15, baby. $15.
No. Sorry. Go away. Hello? Oh. Phew. Well, I need a room.
Room will cost you $5 an hour.
Well, I'm planning on staying a bit longer than that.
How long?
I know, a couple of days, I guess.
Double occupancy?
What?
Double occupancy.
No, just me, myself, and I. Will it cost a lot? Because I can't afford a lot.
You a member of AAA?
What?
Are you a AAA member?
Never heard of them.
Never heard of AAA?
No, Miss Brittle Britches, I have not heard of AAA.
Okay, let's just say you are a member, Dow.
What?
That'll save you 10%.
Oh.
How does $22 a night sound?
That much? Is that cheap?
Honey, that's cheaper than cheap.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your name?
Tina Washington.
Well, Tina Washington, I want you to have this. Might cheer you up a bit. Get some of that muck off your pluck.
Well, thank you. That's the first nice thing that's happened around here all week.
You're welcome. My name's Bert Munro from New Zealand and from Down Under.
Well, hello, Bert Munro from New Zealand Down Under.
I tell you, I've had a heck of a night.
Oh, welcome to Hollyweird.
Anybody home? Well, Tina.
Good morning, Bert.
You still here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, that's why you were so crabby last night. Don't you ever get any sleep?
Honey, I work the night shift. I'm out of here as soon as James turns up. And he's late.
Oh. Yeah, could you, you phone this number for me? Yeah, it's a shipping company, and they've got a big box of mine, and I want to know if I can arrange to get it. No, you talk to them. They'll never get my accent.
Okay, what do you want me to ask them? One moment, please.
Oh, ask them, when will Bert Munro's box containing the motorcycle be ready for pickup?
Hello, I'm calling for Mr. Bert Munro. Yes, he'd like to know when the box containing his motorcycle will be available for pickup.
What ship?
A Rangatira from New Zealand.
The Rangatira from New Zealand. So he can claim it? Tomorrow from the Long Beach Customs holding area. Okay, thank you. I'll tell him. Bye-bye.
That was pretty fast.
You're late!
I can't stand another minute in this place. Let me buy you breakfast.
Well, this is great. You know, I've never seen a menu with photographs before.
Ready to order, sir?
What?
Are you ready?
Oh, yes. I think the double delight. That's for me.
How'd you like your eggs?
What?
How'd you like your eggs?
Well, I like them cooked.
Sunny side up, over easy.
I don't know, whatever you recommend.
Over easy's best.
All right, eggs over easy.
Make that too.
Over easy. Must remember that. Yeah, I like this American breakfast thing. It's good. So, my girl, where's the best place for me to get a used car?
The Valley.
Oh, yeah?
After breakfast, I can take you there.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm not a girl. I'm a boy.
Oh. Well, I thought there was something a little odd about you, but yeah, you're still a sweetheart. Yeah. Thanks a million, Tina. Hey, there are stacks of cars here. I'll be back at the motel later on.
Huh?
All right, love.
Buenos dias.
Hello.
How may I help you, sir?
Yeah, I want to buy a car. A cheap car, a very cheap car.
Well, you've come to the right place, amigo. In fact, if you can find cars like these any cheaper, they're probably stolen.
My name's Bert Munro from New Zealand. Nice to meet you.
I'm Fernando from El Salvador. Nice to meet you, Mr. Munro.
You can call me Bert.
Okay, Mr. Bert.
Yeah.
So, how much were you looking to spend here, Mr. Bert? Oh,
not a lot, Fernando. I haven't got much left after the cab ride I took yesterday. You want $399 for this? Sounds a bit sick.
Well, what would you offer me?
Listen, I'll give you $200 if you do me a favor. Throw in the use of your workshop and some of that junk I see lying around. And so I've got to knock up a trailer to drag my bike over to Bonneville.
That's not a favor. $325 is a favor.
No, $225.
You're a tough customer, Mr. Bird.
Yeah.
But I like you. I'm going to give it to you for $250, and you can use the workshop, but only at night, and keep the noise.
All right, what about tonight?
Yeah, tonight's okay.
All right, let's stop the car. Let's get this thing running properly. Yeah, that sounds better. Let me drive.
Okay, come on.
Yeah, she's singing like a bird now. She's a good old girl, isn't she? Hey, here we are. All right.
Make a left here, Mr. Bird.
All right. Cross it! You're on the wrong
side! You're on the wrong side!
Get your shirt on.
Scoot over, you stupid old bastard.
Before I was back in New Zealand, we drive on the other side of the road over there.
Yeah? Get us all killed.
Yeah.
Well, you're not in New Zealand. You're in America.
Yeah,
you drive on the right side of the road.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, Bert. Let me give you some advice.
What?
When you're driving, not only here in America, but
anywhere around the world,
yeah,
the driver should always be in the center of the road. In the center. If you're not in the center, you're on the wrong side of the road. Okay?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You want this right here?
Yes. Touch it. Yeah, good. Got it.
Dios mío, it's 3 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, isn't it?
You know, when I told you you could use the workshop at night, I didn't mean all night.
Yeah.
My wife's going to kill me.
Yeah. You take yourself back home and I'll have a snooze in the back of the car. And I'll lock up the place before I go to sleep.
Seems to me like a whole lot of effort to sell a lousy $250 motor car.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Bird, you pull the door down. Have a good night.
Hey, Fernando, where do I get a... Where do I take a leak around here?
A leak?
Yeah, pee. Trouble with the old prostate, you know.
Yeah, go straight through those doors. There's a door there that says Caballero.
All right.
Okay. I'll see you in the morning, early,
yeah.
Okay?
Good night. Where were we?
Bert? Huh? Buenos dias, Mr. Bert. So did you get it all finished?
Yeah. All I need to do is find a couple of wheels and I'll be ready to roll.
Well, hey, you know, I got some wheels in the back you could have if you just do me a favor.
I'll say the word. Crank it up, Fernando. Good.
Bert.
Yeah.
You're a goddamn genius.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. Well, you gotta go. Why don't you stick around here while I pay you well?
Sorry, mate. I gotta get to Bonneville by the 23rd. That's when Speed Week starts, and, I gotta hit the road.
Well, you always got a job here.
Thanks, mate. I'll see you.
Best of luck to you.
Ta-da.
This thing, I want you to win.
Hello, love.
I was worried about you.
Yeah?
Housekeeping said you didn't sleep in your bed all night.
Oh. Do I get a discount for that?
I doubt it.
Now, I need you to show me on a map how to get to Long Beach. I've got to pick up my bike today.
I'm finished here in 15 minutes. I'll come with you.
Not a bad set of wheels for $250, eh?
You sure it'll make it to Utah?
Yeah. That's how I go and get to New Zealand and back. Here. Hop in, my fair lady.
Thank you.
The bloke who sold me this car, he gave me a good tip. He said, always remember that the driver, that's me, should be on the center of the road.
Look out, look out!
Yeah, all right. In New Zealand, we always drive on the other side of the street.
Did you?
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah.
Do you want me to drive?
No, it's all right. I've got to get used to it, don't I?
This should be customs right here.
Right. Hello.
Can I help you, sir?
Yeah, my name's Bert Munro, and I've come to pick up my motorcycle. I came into port 2 days ago from New Zealand, and on a freighter called Rangatira. And I was told to come here to clear it through customs.
Okay, Mr. Munro.
Yeah, Munro, M-U-N-R-O.
Munro. Wait here a minute, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Monroe's here for that damn shipment.
Mr. Munro.
Munro.
Come with me, please, to the storage area.
Is there a problem?
Your consignment has suffered some damage.
Oh, no. Why the heck did I bother to paint these arrows on the side of it, then?
It's the way it was delivered here, unfortunately.
Well, what happened to it?
My information is that 10 tons of fertilizer was inadvertently loaded on top of your box while it was in the hold.
If
I were you, I'd sue the shipping company.
Sue? I've no time to waste my blooming life suing anybody. Get some of your blokes, too. Pull this right side up so I can get into the motorcycle and see what damage has been done. All right, fellas, let's get it unwrapped. Look, tail's all right. No damage so far. No damage at all. Good.
Lucky it was packed so well.
Yeah, it's a blooming miracle. Well, the old Indian lives to fight another day. Oh, thanks a million, Tina. I don't know what I'd have done without you today. You're the real salt of the earth, you know that?
Are you sure you would like to come home to Mikasa for dinner tonight?
No, I can't, now.
I could cook you a meal.
No, get the show on the road, get out of Dodge, as they say.
Okay, my good friend from Kiwi Land. You stay in touch, won't you?
I will.
Here's my phone number.
Okay.
Call me and tell me how you're doing.
I will. Can I call collect?
You can try.
That's a good job. I think you're a woman.
I am a woman.
Yeah, right. Tell her, love. See ya. Morning.
Morning.
Ah. Fill her up, would you, please?
Regular or Ethel?
Who's Ethel? All right, I'll take Ethel. Hi, young fella.
Hello. Is this a rocket ship?
What?
Is this a rocket ship?
I hope so. I thought we were going to make it, you and me. And now look what's happened. Ah.
Problem?
Yeah, I'm glad to see you. Yeah, I've lost the wheel. Let me get my route back on the road, will you?
Okay, I'm sick.
My name's Bert. Bert Monroe.
Jake.
Jake, yeah. Jake. You engine?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, this here could be the world's fastest engine. Well, at least until just now. She's a bit heavy, mind you.
So that's easy. 1, 2, 3.
Get him around you, Jake. that contraption for?
It's a good question. I guess the reward is in the doing of it, you know? Jake, I'm dying for a pee. Where do I go?
There's a little building back there.
I got a touch of prostate trouble, you know?
I have similar problems.
Well, I thought you blokes would have some magic cure for that sort of thing.
Well, we have.
Yeah?
One old remedy is ground-up dog balls.
Oh, God.
But I prefer prostate trouble.
Yeah, I bet you do, mate.
Got you!
Jake, gotta get going. Gotta hit the road.
Bert, I have something for you.
I'll set that.
What's this? Well, good luck.
Hiya, Fissage. I've never worn jewelry before. Thanks, mate. Oh, I've got something for you, too. Hang back. Right, let's see. Yeah. I've got this. It's a spare one. I made it myself.
What do I do with this?
You got a hacksaw?
Yeah.
You just slice the top of it through there where the gudgeon pin goes. It'll make a great ashtray. Not that I approve of smoking, mind you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, mate. So long.
Sorry we couldn't fix your trailer.
That's all right. I'll get this somehow.
Bert? What? Oh, the prostate. Use with water. Plenty of water. Tastes bad. Really bad.
Dog's balls, huh? Well, thanks a lot, mate. See ya. Ta-da. Spot of bother with my trailer. Lost a wheel.
You're not from around these parts.
I'm from down there.
What?
I'm from down under. The other side of the world. New Zealand. Southernmost city in the British Empire. It's called Invercargill. One of the most beautiful cities on the earth. Hmm. That's Bert Munro.
Bert? Ada.
What?
Ada.
Here she is.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh. We got some problems here, yes, sirree.
Yeah.
I tell you what you need to do. Cannibalize the stub axle off that old Ford right there.
Okay.
Lucky for you, I got some welding gear. We'll get a new wheel on there pronto.
Good.
Okay, that's got it.
When you, finish there...
Yeah?
I got something that I want to show you.
Hey, what's that?
Oh, never you mind. You just get that wheel on there right.
Yeah.
Why did you bring me out here?
I want to show you this.
What?
Right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I laid my old boy to rest 12 years ago next week.
Oh, yeah?
And I sure do miss him.
Yeah?
I sure do miss the old boy.
He did his level best.
He did.
Well, I always figured a man's like a blade of grass. He grows up in the spring,
strong and healthy and green, and he reaches middle age, and he ripens, as it were, and then in the autumn, he, like a blade of grass, he finishes, just fades away, and he never comes back. Just like a blade of grass. I think when you're dead, you're dead. Yeah. I always thought that since I grew up a bit.
Is that your philosophy?
Well, I know. Yeah, I suppose it is. When you get to my age, these thoughts cross your mind sometimes. You know? And you're dead.
Jump! 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 Oh! Jump! Oh! Sideways, you fool! Sideways! Oh, oh my God, man, haven't you ever seen a snake before?
Oh, my God. No, we don't got snakes in New Zealand.
Good God, I ought to move there. No. Oh.
Where's he going?
Damn rattlers.
Any more around here?
Oh, God.
Fancy this. You come all this way to bite the dust up at Boot Hill.
Yeah. Been a laugh, haven't it? Oh, my God.
Hey, Bert.
Huh?
Where are you going to sleep tonight?
I don't know. No idea. I don't know. I had a strange dream last night. I dreamt about my late twin brother, Ernie. Yeah, I thought he was in the room, here looking down on us. I guess it's all that fun and games at the graveyard. I suppose. Oh, well. Getting old ain't for the faint of heart, I'll tell you that. Oh, God. What have you done to my back, Ada? Oh. Oh, I am getting old. Here, come on, I'll go make me a cup of tea. I've got to hit the road. Ada, come on. You haven't died in your sleep, have you, old girl? Have me a cup of tea.
Come here, lover boy.
I'm making myself. All right, thanks.
Now, Bert, you promised me you're going to pop in on your way back because I can always use another little cuddle.
Yeah, that's what I said, Ada. That's what I intend to do. And it's many a good tune played in the Nell Banjo.
And what we don't use, we lose.
Yeah, that's what they say. See ya. Ta-da, darling.
And you have good luck with your Indian.
Yeah, you should say break a leg. See ya. G'day. Boy, is it hot out there. Oh, I bet the birds fly backwards around here to keep the dust out of their eyes.
What can I get you?
I'd like a cup of tea, please.
Cup of tea.
Yeah, best drink for quenching the thirst when the weather's hot.
We ain't seen a cup of tea in here ever. We got Coors, we got Schlitz or Miller or Coke and whiskey.
Oh. Well, I'll have Coke then. You know, smoking's bad for you, don't you?
Is that so?
Yeah. Personally, I don't smoke and I don't drink. I had the right education from my dad on that one. He was like King James I, great anti-smoking man.
Sounds like you're on a one-man crusade there, Grandpa.
Yeah, well, you're born with one pair of lungs, so why destroy them with that muck?
Where are you from? Where's your hometown?
You English?
Heavens, no. I'm no commie. I'm from Invercargill in New Zealand.
Where?
Invercargill. Invercargill. I spell it with one L sometimes to save ink.
Got any of those critters over there?
Oh, yes. Much bigger, though. We breed them down there on big farms. And
cut off their antlers and send them over to Hong Kong, and they grind the antlers into dust, and they eat that stuff. It must be some sort of aphrodisiac something. Puts lead in your pencil.
You could do with some of that, eh, Leroy?
Yeah, Leroy.
She a girlfriend?
Wife.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Oh. You all right? Did you decide to leave Jackie a tip after all?
Look, sir, if you're not feeling well, you should drop into the hospital in the next town.
Oh, all right.
On your window.
Hey. Now, what's the problem?
You're parked illegally. You're a danger to passing traffic.
Let's see your driver's license.
Yeah, all right. Here you are.
Where are you from?
I'm from New Zealand. It's the land of the long white cloud, Aotearoa, home of the kiwi bird.
No, I don't care if you're from Mars. You cannot stop here.
All right.
You cannot stop on the side of this road. You're parked illegally.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I was having a bit of a heart attack and, recovering from one anyway.
Yeah, well, next time, how about we stop at a proper rest area?
All right. Okay. Well, it's Bert Munro.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Whale's okay.
Thank you.
That's all right, sir.
Excuse me. Hi there.
Hi.
Listen, I was wondering if I could catch a ride. My car, she just broke down, and I'm really trying to get to Salt Lake City.
Oh, I'm only going as far as Wendover. That's where I'm stopping.
Well, anything would be better than nothing.
Ain't that the truth? Up in mate.
Hey, thank you.
I'm going to go see my girlfriend. She just moved from L.A. to Salt Lake, so...
Oh, yeah?
I'm home on leave from Nam.
What?
Vietnam?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what is that you got strapped on back there?
That young fellow is an Indian. Motorcycle. So what are you doing in Vietnam?
I'm involved in Operation Ranch Hand.
What's that, farming or something?
No, not exactly. We just started this program. We are spraying the jungle from the air with herbicides so the enemy, the Viet Cong, don't have any place to hide, right? Oh. Agent Orange, we call this stuff. It comes in these big orange drums.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How's it working out?
Well, I'm home on 2 weeks leave, and I got to get my ass back there. But we should have this war done in about 6 months or so. That's what they keep telling us. Can't wait to get my ass out of there, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I remember the Great War, 1914. I was about your age. And that's what I kept telling everyone. Soon be over. 20 million dead, and 4 years later, it was still going on. Not as bad as the big flu epidemic, though. Killed 21 million, that did, or maybe more. Every day when I left to go to work, my mum would spray some formalin on my shirt and...
Maybe that's why I didn't catch it. Or maybe I was just lucky. You never know.
Oh, knock on wood.
Yeah. Yeah, life's a funny thing. You never know what's around the corner, do you? Your shaving brush? Let it stay. So why not shave? Modern way. Irma shave. He doesn't kiss you. That's a Easter. Pepsi scene. The smoother rooster. Irma shave. These signs we dedicate to men who've had no date of late. Irma shave. Yeah, that's us. Well, you anyway.
Look at that. Oh, that's a cowboy and a half. I was thinking I'd come out to the salt with you.
Oh,
I'd
well,
like to be there the first time you see it. It's only a couple miles up the road, so...
Yeah, all right, then. That yeah. sounds good.
Looks like there's a lot of people in town for Speed Week, huh?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, this is it, Bert. You're gonna take a left right up here.
Yeah.
Bonneville. I can't believe it. I've been on here. I've made it. I've made it.
Wanted to do something big. Something bigger and better than all the other jokers. This is it, Bonneville. Now this is the place where big things happen. Do you realize, Rusty, the fastest man has ever gone on land is here? Right here where we are now? Huh. Malcolm Campbell did it here with Bluebird. First guy to go over 300 mile an hour, and then later his son Donald Campbell was here with Proteus. He crashed at 350 mile an hour and lifted Teletile. John Cobb was here. First guy to go over 400 mile an hour. All the great attempts. George Easton with Thunderbolt and Mickey Thompson with Challenger. I'm telling you, Rusty, this place is holy ground, mate. Holy ground. And I made it here.
Bert?
Yeah.
Thanks a million. We'll be looking for you in the record books.
Now you take care of there in Vietnam, would you?
I'll be trying.
Great, man.
Drive safe.
Yeah.
See ya.
See ya.
Oh.
It's gonna be a great day.
Yeah.
Still, no wind.
Lovely day for a run.
Salt's in good shape.
Yeah, firm and dry. Dead flat, no soft patches. Not like the beach. Yeah, I can do it here.
Yep. This week, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. God, is that yours?
Yep.
Oh, she's a beauty. Oh, I bet she goes fast.
Are you yours?
Yeah, it's an old Indian. Well, my name's Monroe, Bert Monroe from down under, New Zealand.
Long way from home.
Yeah.
Jim Moffat, San Jose, California. Nice to meet you, Bert.
Good to meet you, Jim.
The shell before we do the tech inspection.
Where do I check in?
Well, it's just over there.
Thanks, fellas.
Okay.
Thank you.
You gotta see this.
Well, I've come to check in. Monroe, Bert Monroe.
Registration number?
What?
Registration number. I don't see your number here.
Oh, no, it's 35. It's on the side of my motorcycle over there. And it's my lucky number.
Have you registered?
No, these are... this is what I come for. These two blokes sent me over here. Mike and someone else.
Sir, registration closed last month. If you haven't registered, I'm sorry. You just can't run.
I can't run, I mean... well, how was I supposed to know I should have pre-registered? I mean, I've come a... take a long way to run my bike. No, I'm not going anywhere until I've done just that. I mean, I've come all the way from New Zealand, you know?
Look,
it's a long way.
Mister, we don't make the rules.
An event like this doesn't just happen in one day. Rules are rules. Safety's closed July 31st.
But crikey, I live in Invercargill. It's halfway around the bloody earth, you know? How was I supposed to know these things? I don't know all this stuff.
Sir, that's not our problem.
And I thought I could just turn up here and have my bike towed. You don't have to call me, sir. My name's Monroe.
Well, sir, you thought wrong.
Here, Jim Moffat. It's Bert, Bert Monroe. Could you come over here, mate?
Okay, I'll be right back.
I need a bit of help.
Hey, Bert, what's up?
Well, I need your help. These blokes are telling me I can't run my bike because I'm not pre-registered.
You didn't register?
No, I didn't know anything about it.
You know how it is, Jim. Rules are rules.
Well, Bert, you should have registered months ago.
I didn't know.
I'll have a talk with these guys later, see if I can change their minds.
Blood's worth bottling.
I don't know about that.
Look, we can talk about this later. Maybe you can let them go through tech inspection.
Get that out of the way.
Just in case we can let them run.
You're asking a lot.
Okay,
right.
Huh?
Made me proud.
Thanks, Doc. Give me a bit of a fright there.
Jeez, man. You know, these don't look like high-speed tires.
Well, they are high-speed tires.
Look at these hairline cracks. These tires got to be 25 years old. What happened to the tread?
What?
I said, what happened to the tread?
Well, I cut it off. That's what happened to the tread. I cut it off with a carving knife. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a high-speed tire, would it?
What are you talking about?
Well, you got to keep the weight in, haven't you, son? Otherwise, when you get it to a high speed, the centrifugal force would throw the tread right off, wouldn't it? I run them in 65 pounds of air. That tire's safe up to 300 miles an hour. I guarantee it. These are high-speed tires, and I made them.
Well, you're going to have to replace them. The suspension here is a leaf spring. I mean, can we pass that?
Geez, last leaf spring on a motorcycle must have been in the 1920s.
Well, it's just 42 years old.
These brakes, they're completely inadequate.
I'm planning on going, not stopping.
Well, the brakes were old-fashioned 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Is this a hinge off a fence post?
No, that's from an old kitchen door.
Let me just ask you, what is this?
It's a cork. What does it look like? It's a cork from a brandy bottle. Yeah, the thing is, it's all about weight. The less weight, the faster you go.
And where's your chute?
What?
Where's your parachute?
Oh, I'm not planning on biting out.
No, you've got to have a safety chute.
Well, I can't afford one.
These forks, if they give out, we got ourselves a real problem.
Oh, I think I'd have a bit of a problem that way, wouldn't I?
Where's your fire suit?
What?
Where's your fire suit?
Good heavens, man, I don't intend to burst into flames. Always wear my old suit pants for good luck. If they were good enough to get married in, they're good enough to ride this old girl in. And, I just tuck the legs of my pants into my socks like this, you know, something getting caught in the chain and bobs your ankle.
Okay, so you got your suit pants. What are you going to wear on top?
What?
You got your suit pants on the bottom. Yes. What do you intend to wear on top?
Yes, a black woolen shirt, New Zealand wool, water resistant, fire resistant, and me bash hat.
Your bash hat. Yeah.
Crash helmet.
You're crazy. You got to wear like at least a leather jacket on top. You put the bike down on the salt, it's like coarse sandpaper. It's going to rub your head right off.
I couldn't get into the shell with anything bucking the shirt on my back. I mean, it's a very tight fit in there.
Straight out of the Ark.
What do you say?
Straight out of the Ark.
Can't you be so cheeky? What's your name, young man?
McFarland. Mike McFarland.
Yeah, I knew McFarland. He used to sell milking machines in Timaru. You must be related to him because he was a total prick.
Look, you don't even have a fire extinguisher installed.
Mike McFarland used to give me milking machine parts to mark my sprockets with.
How old are you?
I know, he's about 35 when I...
No, how old are you?
His brother owned the general store down in a place called Bulls. That's a town in New Zealand.
Sir, your machine is not safe.
I've been doing this for 43 years, and I'm still here to tell the tale.
Well, you know, times change. We started taking airplanes instead of riding horseback.
Horsepower? No.
Horseback,
yeah, I get you, yeah.
You're too old.
Bollocks. I may have this saggy skin on the outside, but inside I'm still 18 years old. I'll give you a run for your money, young fella.
You need some help?
Oh, hello.
Raleigh Free, Marty Dickerson, we're a couple of bike fans.
Oh, Bert Monroe from Kiwi Land.
Pleasure, Bert. You got me good there.
Yeah.
Where are you staying?
Well, that's my salubrious accommodation. I usually sleep at night in the back seat.
Salubrious, you say, Monroe, huh? We've been hearing a lot about you.
Sounds like you're cutting your finances mighty fine.
Oh, yeah, you can say that again.
Well, we're up at the Western Ridge. Why don't you drop by? It looks as though you could use a good shower, and everybody's staying there, and I bet that there's a spare bed there, too.
Oh, thanks, Ralph. You Yanks are classic, you know that?
You don't catch me that easily.
Hey, Bert.
Hello.
The front forks could go at any time. The suspension is right out of the 1920s. He's got hairline cracks all over his tires. He's got no fire extinguisher, no safety chute.
I told you, if it's a time problem, the old guy's welcome to use some of my time.
It's not a time problem. It's a bike problem.
Well, I think we ought to let him run. We came all the way from New Zealand to do this.
Jim, have you had a good look at his machine?
All I know is the man's the genuine article.
Yeah, well, the bike is a genuine dinosaur.
Look. We carry the can for the decisions around here.
If the old fart kills himself, and it's about 100-1 that he will, right?
We are going to have a hell of a lot of trouble on our hands.
Yeah. Sounds like we're a bunch of chicken shits, if you want my opinion.
His bike didn't even come close to passing tech inspection, Jim.
Jim, come in.
Raleigh Free said I could find you here.
Raleigh Free, yeah. Oh, he's the best. He's a real gentleman. Yeah, he sent me up at this place for nothing.
What are you doing?
Well, the soft shoe polish fills in the cracks, makes the tires look spick and span. Good as new. Cheaper than new ones, anyway.
I didn't see that.
Well, can I run?
I'm sorry, Bert.
What the heck do they think they are? Crikey, Jim, I'm not trying to run a mile in 4 minutes. All I got to do is sit there and open up the throttle. I mean, after all, it's my ruddy life, isn't it? Can't you do anything? I mean, I just want to try and get it to go over 200. Just once, that's all. Once I've cracked 200, I'll be quite happy to piss off back home to New Zealand and Bob's your uncle. I mean, you're a well-respected man around here. Can you talk to them?
I try.
I mean, you've got as much chance of writing yourself off as I have, you know that. Just talk to them again. I know they'll listen to you, mate.
Okay, Bert. I'll try. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. I mean, I'm half the age of some of those characters out there.
What's that?
Oh, that's just indigestion. You see, everyone wants us old buggers to curl up in some quiet corner and die. Well, Bert Monroe's not ready to finish yet, I'll tell you that, mate.
I'll give it a shot, but I'm not promising anything.
Thanks, mate. Thanks a lot.
The famous Mickey Thompson car, Challenger 1.
Didn't Jim tell him?
He says he did.
Then what's he doing here?
Why would you let him run?
Hey, he's too old, and his bike's too old.
What I hear, he's come halfway around the world to ride that cycle.
Yeah, come on.
Wendy, if he was to kill himself?
So? It's his life.
Keep an eye out for those officials.
Are you sure you want to do this? I don't think it's such a good idea.
Come on, Bert, hurry up. We're going to do this damn thing. You've got to hurry.
All right, let's go. Here's your helmet. Here's your goggles. Come on, Bert, we gotta go.
Yeah, right.
Put him on. Go, come on.
Okay, let's go.
Hey.
Push, go fast.
Hey, you can't do that.
Come on.
What the hell are you doing, Bert?
Just getting her warmed up, Bob.
Didn't look like you were getting her warmed up. Jesus, he was going to take the thing for a freaking run.
Bob. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
That is the most determined man I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah. I kind of feel sorry for the old cootie. Coming all this way, huh? Isn't there some way we can accommodate him? I mean, there can't be much risk there. His bike would be lucky if it does 70. Let me see, why don't we bend the rules this once, huh?
Jesus.
Bert!
Yeah?
Bob and I had a little chat, and we're thinking we're going to organize a handling run for you.
Yeah? What? Yeah,
well, a handling run. All the officials, we're going to get into our vehicles.
You're joking, huh?
No, I'm not. We're going to follow along behind you. And we're going to see if you're okay to ride this beast.
Good, I'm okay to ride it.
First thing tomorrow morning, all right? Bright and early. Not
hey,
dead.
All right. Oh, my little shade, then.
Forget it, guys. All right.
You're all right. Don't hurt yourself.
Okay, everyone listen up. This is what we're going to do. Bert, you're going to get rolling.
Right.
Ride slowly along. We'll all jump in our vehicles, follow you down the track. Right. See if you can handle this thing.
I'll handle it all right.
All right, everybody got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got everybody.
All right.
Get in the car.
The old man doesn't make a fool of himself.
Yeah.
Here we go.
In there.
Okay. All right, I'm ready. Let's go. Come on, pull it, Jake. Go back, boy.
Solves the question of whether or not he could handle it.
He was 95 and left us in the dust.
Woo!
Look at him go! Disaster.
Hey, Bert.
Huh?
How'd it go?
Not good. So, what's the verdict?
Well, when you opened up there in top gear, you sure left us in the dust.
I couldn't even get it out of second gear, huh? Oh. Yeah, the plugs were oiling up, so I had to feed it some more juice. You know, up the revs a little.
Well, I guess we'll see if you're telling us the truth, Monroe.
You telling me I can officially run my bike in the track and have it timed?
That's what I'm saying, Bert.
You'll never know what this means, Signora. 25 years I've dreamed of this day. 25 years.
Well, sometimes you got to bend the rules a little. Today's one of those days.
Thank you, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Well,
hey, Bert. Bert.
What?
What
did he say? What happened? I said I could run.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, so why the long face then?
Well, I know it's just starting to sink in, and I got a problem, a big problem. You know, as soon as I get over 110, it starts to wobble like heck. And a bad speed wobble.
Well, Spike did look like it was about as stable as my last wife.
Yeah. I got a theory, and I think I'm right. I need about 20 car batteries.
20?
Yeah.
You think it's okay to steal these batteries, Bert?
Not stealing them, Marty. We're souvenirs.
Be careful of that acid up there. All right, what do we do with them now?
Oh, we've got to talk someone into landing us a painter's blowtorch.
Painter's blowtorch. What are we going to do with all this metal, Bert?
Well, when this cools down, we'll have ourselves a lead brick.
What do you do with a lead brick?
Place it in the front of the motorcycle.
And that's your plan?
Yeah.
Well, you must get the
center of pressure behind the center of gravity, and if you don't get it right, then she'll start to fishtail as soon as you get her wound up.
What do you mean by fishtail?
Well, like a fish's behind, you know, it'll start doing that. And that's what happened today when I had the handling run. And so in a panic, I lifted my head up from behind the screen, and suddenly the bike started to go straight, and I knew somehow that I'd solved the problem by sticking my head up into the wind.
I don't get it.
Me neither.
Well, I'll show you. Let me have that.
Hey. Give me that. What are you doing?
Now, imagine the cigar is my streamliner.
But don't poke holes in a cigar.
Now, if I hold it in the middle and blow on it, like so, see how unstable it is. Now, if I shift the center of pressure here and blow on it, see, it's much more stable. Because the center of pressure is behind the center of gravity. And that's what I'm trying to fix with the lead brick, you see.
You're quite clever, Bert. You know that?
Now, all I need to do is to test my theory before I run on the salt. And I was thinking of crossing over the start line from here in Utah into Nevada, where there's no speed limit, and running the bike with the lead brick in the front of it.
Going back there?
Yeah, about 150, 160 miles an hour. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And how's he going to talk his way out of this one?
He's sure got his ass in a sling this time, don't he?
So what's the situation with this thing? You don't have any license plates on it?
It's registered in New Zealand.
New Zealand?
Yeah. That's where I come from.
You mean to tell me that this contraption of yours is registered for the road?
Yeah, in New Zealand.
New Zealand, right. Well, how about taking it easy here in Nevada? Just because we don't have a speed limit don't mean we want people killing themselves.
Right, sounds fair enough to me.
All right, you have a good day.
I will, thank you.
You bet.
Bert, everything okay?
Well, fellas, we're going to have to give the lead brick the old Spanish Archer.
Spanish Archer?
Yeah, the big elbow, you know. The lead brick has got to go. Whose stupid idea was that anyway?
What's yours?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to have to ride her the way she is.
What about that speed wobble?
Well, I'll cross that bridge when I get there. I've got another problem, too.
Yeah, what now?
Well, when I get her going, there's an enormous amount of heat coming off the exhaust pipe, and I hope it doesn't cook my neck.
Well, maybe you could wrap your leg in some asbestos cloth. That should fix it, shouldn't it?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So you got any more problems you want to tell us about?
Oh, yes, yes. It's my old ticker.
You got a bad heart?
Yes.
Hey, Bert.
Yeah?
I've got a little surprise for you.
Huh?
Close your eyes and give me your hand.
Huh?
Just close your eyes.
What for?
Because I said so, mister. Come on. You bought a kiss.
I knew you're not trying to make a fool out of an old man, I
I'd never do that.
No?
Never. Never. Okay, okay. Now turn around.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Hold your hands out.
Yeah.
Good. Put that in your pocket.
All right.
Good. Okay. You can open them.
Oh,
hanger.
What is this?
Bert, we've unanimously voted you here on the Salt Flats Sportsman of the Year because we figured nobody has ever traveled as far as you have to be here for Speed Week. So normally we would present a trophy or something like that, but considering your case, we thought a few extra dollars would be more appreciated, so we passed the hat around.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, now, Liz. Well, thank you all. Thank you all very much. I'm sorry, I don't know what to say. Oh, dear. It's quite overwhelming, you know. It's 25 years' dream to come here. Well, I should try to justify your respect. And, you know, when the original speed of my old bike was 54 miles an hour. Now, today I'm hoping to, improve it a little.
Where'd you get this stuff?
Oh, I tore an old electric blanket apart and got the asbestos cloth out of it. Got those hot pills.
You okay?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Now, they're almost ready. Guys, come on, let's go.
Now, the bottle says that they may cause drowsiness. Do not operate machinery.
I know that.
Well, you're not supposed to take two of them anyway.
One for me, one for the old girl. Nitroglycerine. Make it go faster. Have some of this stuff. There you go.
Yeah, we're almost there.
All right, here we go. Oh, it's still...
Your goggles, huh?
Nah.
Goggles, put your goggles on.
Calm down, for sake. I can't get my leg in because of asbestos cloth on it. Okay. Let me take it off.
Well, what about your leg in the heat?
It's good. I got a spare one.
All right, Bert.
Yeah?
Get those goggles.
Good.
All right, you know the way. Make sure you come back.
Come on, let's go. All right, push. All right, come on, fellas. Push faster. Faster.
Bring it, Bert. Come on, go, go, go.
Go, Bert.
Come on, Bert.
He can do it, Bert.
He's got no parachute. He's got no brakes.
Mile one,
158.647
miles per hour.
Go, Bert!
Come on!
Go, Bert!
Make it
start, honey. Bert!
167.921.
Mile 2, 167.921 miles per hour.
Crank it, Bert! Come on, go!
Smollett. I did it.
She is?
Dad! 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 He did it!
Jefferson. Jeff, thanks a lot, mate. Right.
Welcome on, Bert.
Hello, George. Oh, my goodness, you've made this place look spiffy, mate.
Good on you.
Yeah.
You put in the cargo on the map.
I reckon so, yeah.
So what have you got planned now?
Well, right now, I've got a lot of work to do. Hope to get back to Bonneville next year, you know.
So, more early mornings then.
Yeah, more early mornings. Hello, love.
Welcome home.
Nice to be back. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Bert.
How are you? Son, good to see you. You're growing up a bit, huh?
I looked after your lemon tree just like you told me.
You did, yeah. It's looking good, too. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I fed the chickens.
You did?
And Mum cooked all the eggs.
Oh, yeah? Tastes good?
Yep.
Yeah. Good. You got the key?
Here it is.
Nice, thanks.
I took care of it.
I knew you would.
How fast did you go?
Oh, mighty fast. And one of my runs, I did over 200 miles an hour.
Whoa. Yeah. What would happen if you opened your mouth at that speed?
Yeah, blow the backside out of your pants, I reckon. Right, let's see. Nice to be home. Back in my shed.